Four times during the 14, we established a risk management policy, and we have trained and appointed risk officers and the process of training them in the community medicine and for the students under review. We have a whole sort internal audit function because we have an internal capacity that our internal audit capacity is also assisted by the external partners that we have appointed, and the internal audit committee, and the internal audit function or the department function and that is what we do. Review the statutory the report that is supposed to be the treasury, and they review and report on the controls and operation process of procurement. They conducted audits in selected municipal offices and in all provincial offices. They reviewed our HR records to ensure that they are in order, release records and so forth. And also monitored asset verification and the same thing with everything that we ran up in it to ensure a lot of, no, probably not asset, but stock, but they also have to do a verification of consent, and we are quite satisfied with the funding of our employment. The fourth strategic objective talks to maintenance of an optimal network of voting districts and voting stations for the election. We can ensure that the voters have reasonable access to our voting stations, and can also ensure that we have an accurate and accurate voter choice. In preparation for the 2009 election, we identified 19,726 voting stations. And out of these 18,608 are permanent voting stations, and then we have 1,051 temporary voting stations and 2,000 mobile voting stations. We expect ourselves, you know, expect to eliminate as much as possible the temporary voting stations and mobile. That's why the majority of our voting stations are permanent. On page 12, we have look at the housing voting stations. We have a stable network of voting stations because 80% of the voting stations that we use for the 2006 local government elections, we use them for the 2009 election. It's important for us to have a stable network of voting stations so that the voters can know, you know, and get familiar and used to the places where they vote. And out of our voting stations, 17,177 are full, and each voting station accommodates or takes 1,175 voters on the average. And you see that for the 2009 election, the voter roll contained, or the certified voter roll that was used for that election, contains just over 23 million voters. At the end of the financial year, the figure has increased, like the moon see on the left. You know, the loss is from the voters. You see a separate thing that the different case services on the 31st of March, at the end of the financial year, we had 3 million voters. But by the end of the financial year, at the beginning of the financial year, the number has been increased, and this is the case in all the problems. And at the end of March, we had a total of 23,167,604 voters, but by the set of voters, we only had 20 million, which means we have lost all the oh yeah, it's the other way. The point that I was trying to make is that we try to number of but here, for 10 weeks we think that we can increase our voter roll from 20 million to 30 million. Thank you. to the facilitate the participation of political parties and independent board candidates in the management and leadership of the same matter. In terms of the law, we are obliged to maintain close liaison with political parties and different. Then establish what is called party liaison committee, and this party liaison committee consists of political parties that are represented in parliament, national assembly, in the provincial legislatures, and in the parliament. So, all in all, 2,375 party liaison committees held at all levels. The party liaison committee function well at national and provincial level. We have some challenges with the functioning of the PLPs at each level. And that's the layer that is quite important for this, where we think the names of the presiding officers and the and we held 161 by-elections in all regions, which is in comparison to only 65 by-elections that we held in the previous parliament. The number of by-elections and you see that the vacancies occurred, 25 of them were as a result of the situation of councillors, and 49 were as a result of the death of councillors, and 37 were as a result of councillors. The highest number of board by-elections has been changed during the first time, followed by the Western Cape, the Northern Cape, providing and maintaining an effective electoral logistical infrastructure for efficient warehouses and distribution of materials and equipment for all electoral systems. What we have done in the Commission is that we have formed what we call infrastructure teams. These infrastructure teams are composed of ourselves and government departments and other things that provide services like water sales, we meet 5%, even if there is no election. Look at the state of the infrastructure in the voting stations where that we use, so that we can make sure that the facilities and infrastructure are provided in those voting stations. So, out of the 18,678 permanent voting stations, only 15% are used for voting. Only 6% are used for service, and only 10% are used. And what we do when there is election, we'll then provide a temporary ablution facility for the voters and we also provide controlling water teams. But the health teams are quite helpful because of the work that we put into this, you will see that every time we make an election, the infrastructure in the schools that we use as well, especially in schools, where there is a positive. Distribution, accurate distribution of materials for votes for elections is absolutely crucial. So we have 100% accuracy in the distribution of our materials, in the nation of the voter registration. And we acquired 3,000 new registrations for health care scanners. These are scanners that we use to register voters. So the complement that we have is created using acquired. Strategic objective number 7 is informing civil society with a view to maximizing citizen participation in democracy. This is where we do our civic education and voter education. And we do civic education actually people that we employ, which we call municipal field workers and municipal service coordinators. They're on the ground so that they can go to the community to You see that the importance, so these are the targets that we have set for ourselves in our strategic plan, and we were able to reach the targets and we reached the individual presentations for various communities, we did workshops, we visited the sites, maybe where they are gathering, that's where we did the intervention, we conducted seminars. In addition to this, the commission have seen a good study for us and good participation so that we can see where they got, where every person will be elections. And we also conducted two in-house workshop sessions on voting in prison, look at the situation in other countries, and look at voting practices for people with special needs. Here we can see also people with disabilities. And as a result of this workshop, research that we did, we were able to introduce for the first time for this festival a brain ballot paper, which we did with the assistance of so that is the research did not just go without any. Policy and strategies that enables the Commission to engage with stakeholders utilizing various media platforms. Of course, our objective here is to make sure that this is prepared for registration and for voting day activities. You know, we are visible and we capture the psyche of all the South Africans so that they then are aware that indeed there is an election or a registration campaign coming in. This was done as well. Our campaign will try to but apart from external communication, we also make sure that we communicate with our colleagues internally as well. We have two self-taking sessions for this 50 of internal newsletter. And as far as external communication is concerned, apart from the 16 media meetings that we had in the call center that we established, we had a very successful conference with the media on the role of the media in promoting democracy. We had a very successful, what we call, youth dialogue with young people in October, where we had more than 500 young people from all over the population of the nation to talk about the role of young people in promoting our democracy. And we had a national conference with the political party in November, where we visited a whole lot of issues. The next strategic objective relates to our business processes, which we think is developing and maintaining effective business processes in respect of legal services, human resources management, support services, financial management, and ICT in order to ensure the effective functioning of the entered into 767 contracts, and for those contracts we also concluded service level agreements. Our total staff complement stands at 800, our provision is 806, but we have 21% increase, which means that we have not filled 21% of the 806. We have taken disciplinary action against 7 employees, and by the end of the financial year, we have recruited 94% of the initial staff and even the initial staff that conducted our team and answer registration campaign that we have. Financial management and strategy. Our financial control functions fairly well. And the recommendation recommendations that were made by the internal and external auditors, we implemented some of them, and we submitted our monthly report to Treasury before the 15th of each month prior by the law, and we procure our services and goods through the electronic procurement system, which functions very well and saves us a lot of money. And before we award any contract, we undertake quite stringent audits and also due diligence on the company before we enter into contract with them to ensure that they have capacity to deliver the goods and services that we procure from them. And we have complied, as I said, with the national product reporting requirements. We have a functional contract management system, which is electronic, and also an asset management system, and we train our people in supply management. And as far as procurement is concerned, I think we can give a breakdown of the tender that we awarded to macroeconomic and power companies and small businesses, and we see from that slide separating that most of our contracts were awarded to BEG companies. Only 14.13% of the contracts were actually awarded to non-macroeconomic. The strategic objective continues and talks about information, communication, and technology. We are highly reliant on IT services for all our activities, and IT forms a very important part of our work, and we ensured that our infrastructure and systems were ready for the 2009 election. We had to develop our candidate nomination system, our party registration system, voting registration system. We also introduced SAT, which is coming for the first time this time around. And we also enhanced our GIS voting system finder so that this is the technology that we need to find voting stations on.
Can you just remind us now, because you work every day with these issues, you go through the acronyms, and then when people hear SAP, they just think about South African voting. If you could kindly remind us, and your next one, GIS as well.
System Application Program.
Thank you.
And then we also enhanced our voter registration system. As I indicated, we bought new business. So for the new business, we had to develop the software from the beginning so that the business could do what we wanted it to do. Other than registering voters, we also had a software which could be used to scan the IDs of voters on voting day so that we can then, you know, our registration officials to find their names on the voters. We know that in the past, our officials would go through the voters' roll page by page, trying to find the names of voters alphabetically, and that took them a long time. So that is why we told the facilities in our business so that they can then scan the ID that ID will be able to scan for voters. And we also developed a voter participation system on our new business. We're still going to release the information regarding voter participation. That shows, for instance, how many people voted, at what time, what their interest was. To show you, for instance, that most of the women went to the voting station long before 9 o'clock, you know, the number of women increases and the number of men in the voting station. So it has that general information, voting activity, and then that, and so forth. also develop the results with scanning systems, because we remember the session that for this past election, for the first time, we scanned the results so that we could have a list of our results with also our computers. So for the first time, we bought the scanners and we had to even develop software to enable the scanners to do what we want to do. And we also enhance our issue channel. When we have an election, so we can continue. And on voting day, to know how many voting places are open, how many are not open, to know how many are closed, how many are not on the results, and so forth. We check all the issues. The 10th objective, offering continuous training to officials the facilities they have to function as the organization, including a fluent and effective registration of voter campaigns, as well as delivery of a successful training of voting staff is very, very important. So we invested in training. So we trained 58,146 for this financial year, and as I said, this was in preparation for voter registration, and we also conducted 538 staff training for development and marketing of our internal staff. We received an unqualified audit for the year under review, but with a number of emphasis.
May I just beg your indulgence at this statement? May I suggest that in view of this year in the right way, by the time we'll be done by the audit report, it should be high school. May I suggest that we have a 10-minute break to preserve the key for me?
However, you know, we were quite pleased with our performance because of the number of going to continue to ensure that our financial management is going to be training issues for staff, and we presented our first set of financial issues this time. So we will talk about our financial presentation. We will realize complication one was that year end coincided with elections. So those two events happening at the same time is done in 19. Compounded by that, we had a new
personal expenditure is from 236 million, administration expenditure is 7 million, profit is 1 million, equipment is 15 million, land and business value went up 44 million. Professional services is 96 million, miscellaneous expenditure is 19 million, education is 34 million, and deficit is 22 million. Bringing the total to 953 million. When we go to the next page, we have a detailed income statement, income expenditure statement. Fundamental allocation is 1.9 million. Total capital expenditure is 23.5 million. Infrastructure is 5.4 million. And other income is 3.7 million. the next case, the biggest personal expenses. The salary is $2.3 million and the remunerative allowance is $150,000. Facilities is $9.9 million and employer compensation is $15 million. Relocation cost is $400 million. Next page, we have expenditure. Administration expenditure is $227 million, and then below that, you see how it is here. That is assistance expenditure is $7 million, traveling accommodation is $64 million, air transport is $5 million, communication is $33 million. I have to same problem as reported in the general report, for the year ended 31 March 2006, which was received in July 2006. As a corrective measure, the Director Commission, since October 2006, programmed its financial management system not to release payments by cash that are in excess of 2,000. The issue was set for more than 2,000 restricted to area budget by the and did not obtain the other budget of the NSF after the determination of the investment and cannot in future repeat itself in view of the programmatic restrictions. The Electoral Commission will continue the use of set from 1st December 2000 and funds will now be considered in the Commission. The other matters are raised by the Auditor General in March 2019. The Accountant General, in terms of the General Secretary of the Commission, approved that the Electoral Commission implementation of its own commissioned financial and administrative team. Since it could not be remunerated on the public service operating sector system, and further prepared the core system for public and approved the test data for the public sector. During the period 2007, the Electoral Commission took the support for its commissioned financial and administrative team was withdrawn from the RSA service provider, and the Electoral Commission had no alternative but need to retain the system. The Electoral Commission regrets overlooking the amended federal legislation passed in March 2005, which required a new federal approval. That is for the specific software we now utilize. When the matter was raised, as reported by the AC in his report for the financial year ended March 2008, the National Federal was opposed to confirmation, but it was refused by the Federal in June 2008, and it has remained unknown to the government. However, it is a matter that seems to be confused. The last year, the various candidates in the syndicate of the test with the first commission detected. And the employee has since dismissed the amount of 2,400 in prison will be recovered in the employee's decision. If you go to paragraph 11 of the report, to get in with the continuation of the plan account, that the director can be operated to serve the international community and the minister of food. But was also reported into the report for the financial aid and the first month in 2003. Which was received in July 2008. Due to the introduction of the new financial system at the beginning of the financial aid, 2003, it was difficult for the Health Commission to comply with relevant information. At the end, consultation has been done and approved. Although a work around it, the students in Consiga to do monthly payment control. The Electoral Committee is currently making a vote to close the payment system with its tender to facilitate daily and monthly payment control. Following the example of that, this is not a simple matter, but there is every intention to resolve this problem and to comply with the system. Paragraph 12 of the 8th report. This is not inappropriate context with a greater reveal at the case than with the lack of paying participants in the rural area. This renders appropriately cross-test workers to pay their staff living in that area. They often have to spend more than the value of the test traveling to and from town to paying participants to have the test case. The test is implemented by recalling all tests not appropriate costs and placing a ban on the issue of any test to the test of 1st December 2009. The revised arrangement to resolve the issue for the issue in itself, it however does not resolve the fundamental problem of travel costs in rural areas where there are no banks, and the matter will just be taken up with the test in an effort to find a sustainable solution. Paragraph 13 of the agency report The electoral commission generally said they account promptly, even during election periods, with high volumes of transactions. The electoral commission, however, currently reviewing and implementing control measures in its 9 provincial and 224 municipalities. We further improve and ensure that all filings qualifying suppliers are paid within 36 months. Only payments are and will be identified where appropriate, as it is set as and will be paid. Paragraph 14 of the report of the General relates to transactions that relate to the name of the sole provider of particular services, such as ACC, humanitarian assistance, council, and so on. The Electoral Commission agrees that the issues were not reported to the file within the 6 weeks of time period. A report on these situations has been prepared and submitted to the National Assembly of the Court. Paragraph 15 of the Order Penal Report. The Electoral Commission will ensure that in future, these will be advertised in the government tender bulletin for a list to keep tax payments. This will, however, be difficult, if not impossible, during the election period, where unplanned and unforeseen requirements and events often require the attendance for a shorter period and a speedy resolution in order to ensure the credibility of an election. Paragraph 16 of the General Report, the Electoral Commission will ensure that tender awards are published as soon as possible after the application process. Paragraph 17 of the report, the cellular provider or render SMS services will still be included, and the policy and procedure changes will be made to ensure better control in the future. Paragraph 18 of the report, although the revenue from the sales of mass political parties is not heavy, and material influence on the revenue, the tariff structure is still in the future. Paragraph 1-1 of the report. The recommendation was made at 11. Although in some cases, not in a timely manner, a stamp recommendation has been obtained from provincial and local offices in the midst of collecting and collecting and dealing with structural laws that exist. In future, the Electoral Commission will ensure that information requested by the agency is made available in a timely manner. Paragraph 312, the Electoral Commission noted the error the overhead of should be made to the very inherent. This will include advance payment of the appropriate tax money. Paragraph 314 of the report, the Electoral Commission conducted the national and provincial election campaign in 2009. And due to the enormous importance of the tax, could not focus sufficiently on the operation of the financial system. To a large degree, the implementation of the new computerized financial system also complicated the mess. This effect has contributed largely to the delay in the financial system. The Electoral Commission will enhance its internal control and governance environment during the current financial year, which is not an emergency year. In anticipation and preparation of 2011, which is the next election year. Paragraph 315 of the report, the Electoral Commission is committed of not allowing key officials to go on leave before election, but after an election, which is still in process, is being reviewed within the context of applicable labor legislation to ensure the prevention of a recurrence of the problem. Paragraph 21A of the report. The design and implementation of internal controls in respect of financial and risk management are being reviewed to ensure no significant deficiency and reviewed regularly. Paragraph 19 of the report. The design and implementation of internal controls in respect of compliance with applicable laws and regulations are currently reviewed. In the latest process of government to address the incident. paragraph 21.1.5.4, the adequate risk control process is currently being reviewed to ensure that the action plan is implemented to ensure accurate the condition of the reported performance situation. Paragraph 29, the electoral committee is currently reviewing this process of performance planning, monitoring, measurement, economic review, and assessment to ensure that it is necessary. And lastly, paragraph 29, the official electoral committee will be able to describe the impact of performance indicators and targets more clearly.
Thank you very much. I now avail the opportunity to members for comments and questions.
Questions on the financial management and of course the consistency with the laws that have the financial management of government as a public institution. Is that there seems to be a sense not only with the IEC, but I think the IEC we are talking to you, but there seems to be a time a situation where you give a lip service to conform it to the financial plan as described by law. And I'm happy again that you pick that up as the financial funding becomes a great network. But I guess the honesty from your side allows us to be able to, you know, dissect and those issues and address them going forward. I hope today I get the final part from me, Honorable Chairperson, and the Honorable Members from of course the IEC, is that on the report of the simulation itself, the progress, I see that the expenditures on the very last page, what draws my attention is the amount spent on professional and other services, which is 296 million, right? And I'd like to know more about this. What is it that you call professional and other services money? Because I believe you've got the necessary skills ability. I mean, you can even help outside the country. I saw the same thing deployed by the AMU in the corner of the but besides, on the deficit on disposal and replacement of assets, quite a lot of money, but I'm not sure how much are we proposing and what is it that is proposing. I think we can tell a lot of it. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you very much for the member. While the other members are finding the comments or questions on page 19. There's an issue that refers to the disciplinary matter of 7 employees. Can you give more information about that?
And the last one on the financial report, this is the last change also. There's a surplus for the year 134. I just want to know why did we, you know, did we over, how to say, did we have more money? Did the IEC have more money than what they had budgeted for the year, or is this maybe money that has to be used for other things maybe in the forthcoming year? Why is this not as much?
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. You can have replies or return it to the comments, questions, and then we take another round of comments and questions. Thank you.
There are probably no obstacles. There are those that we have taken that before we fill in the elevation, we do a need analysis and see whether indeed we need those issues. Because we also recognize the fact that we are a cyclical organization. Our activity is different. And that sometimes we are not as we spoke. We are very circumspect. We just don't want to employ people for safety. So that is why we have to go to the system. We did the website and we showed that we needed 850 people. But we are not in a hurry to pay for it. We are aware that when there is a need, we can always get the experience and the funding. Professional services, Mateo will give more information. But in the IT area, probably where we put up a lot of professional. When we did our work study, it showed that we could have, I can't remember the number of professional services. Our team is from the professional and correspondence. And we thought that probably that's not the best way to make what we should do. We should fill in our eyes to make people who do the strategic work. So that we outsource and most of, other than IT, we have funding
the last 17 years.
The reason why that person is suspended also has to do with the implementation of the SDG. You would know that in that arena, the rate that applies to the SDG and in this year, what we implement is not very high. And it's something that the standard government has rates that have been negotiated with the service provider. This rate will be also better if we can provide it to you. And I think the
question of the surplus. There is a surplus that one might be tempted to say we overhaul it or something else. We have a system which is called ecotourism. This system is mostly like a tender, except that we are five service providers. This is the service we want. Please give us a quotation. And then we give us a tender. And because this system is transparent, all the tenderers can see what each one is charging until the closing date. So you find that there's a lot of competition, so the prices keep on going down based on the competition of the tender. And that's why we have that thing. Yes, but you cannot, it's very difficult to say beforehand, it's going to whatever, it's going to cost so much. Because we don't know how much competition there is out there. Yes, sir.
But I rejoin that unless somebody wants to answer.
Thank you.
terms of the amount that is in the surplus, they have been taking that has been made because they are producing certain materials, and that amount would be reflected also as part of the contract, because we would not use that money for any other purpose.
Thank you very much, sir. I can the hands, Honorable Matas.
Thank you, President. Thank you for the presentation. I have a number of questions, but that one is more not on the money. I see that it's new regime, part of you. The other day here, now what I want to know is your plans or how far are they in terms of this expansion and the other working with the important life. I don't know what is going on, but obviously we know that politically we are moving further. So that has an impact on your work. Either you are helping or you are expanding one to two employees. I just want some update in that area. The second issue is, although it's not here, obviously, implicit in one of your indications that you want to level for this to continue to increase. Now, I see that in India, such a huge population, they have the electronic voting. Here, one thing manual. I'd like to know if there's anything in the pipeline, in the wide direction to go, given that we are in India, but 40-something million, and there, hundreds of millions. And I think it's very effective. I only hear they are voting 2-4 days. And I've not heard of many issues in the country. Thirdly, still on this policy issue, I'd like to know whether also there is a direction towards the automatic voter registration in South Africa. I mean, every time elections are coming, you must campaign, go and mobilize people to vote. I just find it unnecessary given the technological advances that we have here and abroad. My idea is why can't people, as soon as there is a particular issue, they require the issue, then they are voted. When you are registered as a voter, for me, they are not legal problems. Because they are not compelled to vote. They are registered in the voting. You still have a choice. Even in this particular system that you have, you register but you don't vote after that. Because they choose not to, after having registered. So I don't see anything as far as I have to answer. So I'd like to know if anything is important to you. And then coming to the money issue, I see that there's a lot of, and before I ask the question, it's in the context of price tightening, of course, that the Minister of Finance announced. It needs to be heavy, obviously, that we need to do our best to tighten the price to where we can, without affecting the cost of the
And here my question is on the spending on K-Chart. K-Chart is spending for workshops, training, and others. And again, conferences and workshops. So workshops is mentioned twice. But obviously, in K-Chart is similar to expenses. And the amount is quite a huge amount. And I'm not thinking that maybe I'll say, I don't know, maybe that's not my issue. My issue is whether we need a cost, we need to move forward to actually manage this. That's really not so much. How much, why are we working so much? I can't say that, I don't know whether it's true or not true. But I'd like to know whether the room moving forward to manage this amount. And then, on the issue of payment, I see that you've answered the question of the 3 days payment. I just want to say on this matter that it's actually a very serious thing, this issue of payment in time for small and medium business. And it's our responsibility as politicians to ensure that all institutions, because we are the ones who are after paying tax, because really this affects a lot of people. Now unemployment is rising, financial problems. We don't want this sector to die, because that's where employment can still be sustained in smaller, medium business. Because other normal employment areas are affected. And I remember cabinet to the positioning about this 7 days, even previous administration and the current administration, either president, So I'm trying to say this is a very big thing. I think we should take it seriously and ensure that we take it down. I see that we have dealt with it yet, but I felt I must emphasize it. Because it's a matter of life in here for this thing. Otherwise, they live on credit, when the amount comes, no longer possible. They think that they are paying the expenses just to keep people on the job. It's very serious. And the last issue is very, to me, the fascinating thing, I see that your finance person is debating with the auditor general. As to this computerized, I think after we have a debate as to whether this is correct or not correct. Because your answer is that he records is irregular. Your answer is that it's not irregular in the sense that chief officers are not followed for irregular payments. But it's rather besides the law or the regulation of the credit, which to me makes it a good process in that sense. And here are the regulations. These people did not follow. To me, as the entrepreneur, this is the regulation. Because they must follow the following regulations. But the IEC kind of boxing with the treasurer, auditor, general, say, no, we didn't follow, but still it's not the regulation. I don't understand that people are not paying. Because it's a huge amount involved. Computer IT, you are not paying, it's all green. But I think we are going to have such a big item. Maybe that's why they are regulating. They want to have a say. I don't know, I'm not ready to do it. But probably they want to have a say in this kind of item. So I want to really clarify the auditor general says it's irregular. You are saying it's not irregular. I'm not saying the auditor general is right, but your answer for me is not convincing. Because it's a five regulation. What is the take of that regulation? Are you saying it's not important? Thank you very much.
No. We are still in a meeting. The
subject might be very exciting, but let us wait our turn and we'll be able to express ourselves. The next one, Sir Melawi.
Thank you, Sir. The CFO has asked to confirm that arrest by the Auditor General, but I didn't hear him touching on paragraph 10 of the Auditor General. This is the fifth question. That you have a lot of temporary stuff like during the election campaign. How do you manage the control services during the particular issue? Because a lot of people that are temporarily issues from you and they are all over the country. So I can't find it here in the report of any minute, so I don't know where the issue is. And also, I think Honorable Mustafa is raised another one that says, the president is the right of the institution. But the unfortunate situation is that the police are campaigning school for politicians, like the IT campaign to the election. So I think Obama said they are having a campaign that the IT is the right to say every citizen, and they are not going to have that campaign against the election. But I want to know about this one. Are there any methods that are in place to avoid this campaign to become a construction for politician in order for South Africans to know that it's their right to raise the campaign?
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. The next Honorable followed by the
former My generally the issues about the act and the legislative mechanism that the Commission has done. My observation is that for the first 15 years now, the Commission had an opportunity to explore how South can go in the trajectory of ensuring that the elections that we have in the country and have the model that we can all track quite connected with that election. And I can attest to that we have a very good system. And I think the best thing that the evidence that is that respect is the fact that IEC continues to be invited elsewhere in the continent. And especially but the assistant also in the product principles that regulate the government in practice election. You find that in the main, who qualify to order, we benefit from them. People contain, even though you find that others are different in order. But the reality is that the current system that we have, you find a politician calling himself or oneself as an MPL for a constituency, or an MP for a constituency, or a PR councillor for a constituency, But they still test the notes to each other. I'm not sure I'm very clear. Now, if then, test the notes, you know, whether or not it's important that you say to debate an issue of the electoral context, where you have a hybrid, of both the PRS or the third party vote mechanism. But I'm not sure whether for this country and state it is important to debate that, and I'm seeking your advice. And the other issue, one of the questions is the issues around the whole issue of such as intervention there is. You know, I'm telling you, I would be worried if we only hear about this come 2020. Because that is where we'll be making a big mistake. And I think the Home Affairs Portfolio Committee is a very big role to play there. Because we sit with the commissioners here, and we actually, you know, deal with this report more than anybody else in Parliament. But I guess the timing, nobody knows except those that will be deciding at the time. So I think it would be important to realize that this vote will be, you know, inclusive of that, but it could have told us when we engage during this period. I just need some guidance from the IEC. Whether you have any view, Madam Chair, I know Dr. Bama is very much interested to answer that question. Because I remember earlier when we spoke about it, when we were in the program. So, just maybe in those, or the other interesting part in the presentation is that which I missed or omitted earlier, was to see that. In the report that Kupa Abandwana Bakwaki Umsi also said, there is an official that seems to have improperly took money from the IEC of more than 2,000 rand, and the person was dealt with cashless. And that shows to me that the IEC is serious about doing corruption. Now, it's good because this department is one department that has a mandate of this sickness, which I would call a fashionable offense, where we are sick of corruption and we don't know how to reach ourselves, reach ourselves of that problem. So if I see showing an example, then I think we can learn in the manner in which I have seen the there today. Where one person is in the prison, I think that is a great session. And thank you for that. And the general
thank you, honorable member. I've noted to Honorable Nam Makhu. I just want to remind ourselves concerning Home Affairs, concerning the Electoral Commission, there are issues that will be topical, but we must also be mindful of the fact that there are other issues that are policy issues. And then policy issues, when you ask members of the IEC to pronounce on them, will be on their desk. And the issue here is the responsibility that they are directly accounting for. So I just want us to be aware of that. So if they do not answer directly on matters of policy, it's not that they don't want to answer, but is that you are putting them in an invidious position. I'm not speaking on their behalf, but I'm just stating what the issues are. Ma'am?
Thank you, Chairperson. Just to add on what the Honorable Johnson said earlier, because when I understand the point here on the 2000 checks that were given out, and the report here says that general use of capital will be continued now as the electronic fund transfer will be done. Now, I just want to know, is that solving the problem? Because the problem here is not that payments are made in tax of 2000 and therefore there was a problem. The problem here is that it's clear that they were made. Both payments are made without proper procedures being followed. So is there something that the IEC is going to do now to make sure that this does not go on. Because as we read on the next page, on page 2 of the responses document, where says the matter remains unresolved, it's worried, it's going to be unresolved and too quick. Because it seems that this, as Honorable Matata has said, it's IEC and the National Treasury. Now, how are we, how does the IEC foresee it being resolved, if it is going to be resolved? And on the same page, on page number 4, where it says paragraph 12 of the report, it has been mentioned here that the problem that we have in the rural areas where checks were signed but not crossed appropriately. I just want to know, we're going to the 2011 election, local government here. What is there in place now that the IEC has tried to come up with to try and resolve this problem? Because it is going to happen again. Because those areas are still not going to be having banks, and people are still going to be having a problem.
Thank you very much, Honorable Member. Next,
thank you, Chairperson. I'd just like to know if the IEC has their place in as far as the demarcation of areas are concerned. I'm asking because I'm from Guinea, and in one village there is a voting station. The voting station falls under Ward 8, but then it is said to be falling under Ward 9. And as a result, most of the people, especially the elder people, did not vote during the recent by-election procedure. Because the information, they did not get the information on the the other question is, I just want to check if the IEC is also responsible for training police officers. So that they know what their roles and responsibilities are during the election. Because in most cases, we are making difficulties of like talking to them because they are sending the voters that are well intentioned to party t-shirts from their own
thank you, Honorable Member. The next Honorable Member was. Ma'am, Citizen Maduna.
Thank you, Citizen. Actually, it's just a small question, man, but I've been worried actually about people who are being trained by IEC, especially to the university. We find out that it's people who are already employed, and meaning in this case, it's people who are being trained. Even if it's already on temporary, but what I mean is the government is working so hard to eradicate poverty and unemployment. And I think in this case, working together with the employment. And I think IEC must consider our youth who are not employed in this case. Actually, my question is just a small one. Why should teachers and principals be doing the first priority? And my comment, the second comment is just a comment. I'm happy that persons with disabilities is currently in the case. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, ma'am. I think this might be an appropriate time for us to take a rejoinder from the Electoral Commission. It's a very full basket of comments, rich, diverse. And some questions in all the comments.
I'd like to answer some of the questions and the others will go to my other colleagues. Thank you, sir, for protecting us on policy issues. South Africa is the PR. And that system can only be changed in this country by the parliament. And it will also be changed through our constitution and the fundamental. Our colleague, one of those colleagues, designed the system that suited us for a particular time because of our particular system. Because we were a very divided society.
few of people, some of them within politics before, the others small and big. And the attempt was to, as we understood, to give an opportunity even to the smallest party to the representatives. We were obviously not working for the other person because you need to have a lot of money as an individual to come in. I want to express the personal opinion because I might not have another time. It is a fear to think many of us women in this country will never be where we are. I'm just making it as a personal comment. Because the fear system for now has enabled us to put in this women in particular, but that's a personal comment I made. I'm not judging the system. I worked in Ghana, which is a very, Ghana is labeled in startup as one of the leading democratic countries in Africa, with Ghana and Mauritius, they got the highest index. And depending on what we mean by democracy in this country, it's interesting. Out of the 76 of the ruling party, there are only two women. And this is a country that uses to be democratic, whatever. So these are personal opinions on the system. South Africa, even if there are small party, can get a seat. And so let's not leave that. So it's a succession plan, you know, the electoral commission staff who are employed by us are in three categories. Permanent staff. The majority of the staff are all on a permanent staff. And we hope that some of them will take the conversation so that there is people. The second category is those who come for short term. The whole group that goes in and out of rather costly technicians and different things because we have highly professionalized systems in South Africa. We are among in the world of the electoral commissions that are on technology, very high on technology, in some areas higher than even the developed countries. That's part of the progress of our IT. IT is very costly. I just make that as a comment, and that though we have seven lawyers in the IEC, our seven lawyers are not the one who have to handle many of our purchases. We have many more purchases than, but those are just some of the general comments we need to make. The third category is the leadership. The commissioners are on term, and our terms are 7 years. Well, a small commission of 5 people, I need to say that again. three of us have been there the oldest, with the law says we can only get 1 term, which I think is fair. By the time we leave, it's 2 terms, which is 14 years, which I think is long enough for anyone to tolerate 14 years for people. Probably with the present system of, because we're 5, we will probably have 2 more who will be there to carry the rest of the new crowd on. We also have a system where the CEO is also on the call. So we are really the 2 major categories in leadership on content, so that there is a change over of the leadership. So that's because the succession plan is not as easy because it's governed by the constitution. I want to make a comment to my colleagues on the demarcation. We have a demarcation board, which is an independent board too, also. Like us, we all operate independently of each other, but we cooperate very much in our work as we are doing now, because they have to draw the boundaries and the demarcations themselves. That's not us, but then we cooperate with them so that if there are problems, the one you have identified is the kind of thing which I'm sure my colleagues will alert them to each problem. And I'm sure that the CEO is most of it, but we are in the fact we're meeting them tomorrow on some of the issues that we need with them.
I'd like to make a comment on the, if I may, colleagues, on the voter registration. We are a very young democracy, actually, it's amazing how young we are. We are only going to run in our third local government election, which are the most difficult, most complex systems we have of local government than any other. It's unbelievable because now we're even going to have more metro, district councils, municipal councils. It's many ballot differences. The system is absolutely as complex as it could be. this is my opinion of for people who are not all of them, but that's beside it. I'm just making that as a comment. We know we had to operate in South Africa with a population register. That was problematic. And it's a record that the South African population register, which did not include many of my generation because we had no birth certificate. And that's the first problem. And then we went into homeland. And all the homeland had different things. So for to try and create this instrument, which is called a voter's roll, which is a requirement by law, is fine. We might say all South Africans know that they can get an ID. Automatically, after you get an ID, you are very enthusiastic and you come to us to register. You know, as a generation, if not everybody is clear on it, that as soon as you get your ID, the next thing you do before you can vote, you must go on the voter. In other countries, people vote with an ID. You don't have a voter, like the United States. In America, as soon as you have your ID, you can go to any voting station in your area, or you have a driver's license, or you have anything. With us, the system is very complex. Because you can have your ID, but you must be on the voter's roll, not only on the voter's roll, we must put you in the area where you reside. Mm-hmm. So it's because we are a new society, new into democracy, I am absolutely sure that in another 10 years' time, this generation will know that in order to vote, you must be on the voter roll. That's the problem. The problem is voting. And as you know, there has been a lot of problems which we are all working on home affairs. Home affairs, being able to get people to get the IDs. We have had some cases in the past where it takes you 18 months to 2 years to get the IDs. And so our timetables don't go at the same time. So we have to also work with the home affairs. And I'm also in agreement about the law we come to South Africa as it is in other countries, that you get registered at birth, which happens in Western countries, and as soon as you are 18, they shift you immediately, automatically in the computer into the voter. That's how it works. And they don't need, and they have permanent assessments, unlike us. With us, we have new communities. From our last local government election, for instance, the number of communities that people have moved into informal settlements is still a big movement of people who have to be moved in a voter's roll where you were in a village where I come from, on the Eastern Cape. You must move and be in a voter's roll in Pretoria. We are from Orange Farm. We are still, because of our new nation of movement, of employment. That's why we still have to remind us, a lot of them. Remember, check your name, that's the main thing. And as I say to you, I am convinced that within the next 10 years, probably people will know that they need to register. So we are still on that. On India, now I want to make two comments. Everybody has seen that we move electronically. And I'm sure we are considering that. We have a passport that has been set up in the office. We in fact said that the portfolio committee is going to ask us about electronic voting, one we can say passport. So we are looking at systems in many countries, whether in fact it's going to be cheaper for us, that's important, whether it's going to be transparent. South Africans, we don't trust yet. India has a very high level of trusting. Much higher than us. One of the reasons we had to put an extra system in our, which results, which
the CEO was talking about this cost us 3 million, I won't say how many cents. What happened in Kenya and in Zimbabwe, where people count at a voting station, and then you have that list. Everybody signs the list, which is fine, and everybody knows who voted for who. It's transparent. And our law says they were put on the door, but then the issue, as we know in those countries, what happens to that group afterwards? In which in Kenya, then they changed the 7%. That was the war in Kenya. The same thing happened in Zimbabwe, is that, as you know, for almost 3 weeks, people claimed that they were fidgeting with the results that had come from the police station. So in order to meet our community, because we still don't trust yes, you know, we have to keep that system to make sure that you can reclaim and check any slip from every voting station in South Africa and can do it now on a computer. That's why then our systems also get expensive. So we move into that, but it has to be a system that is transparent, that can check every person who has voted, that we have voted. And I saw a South African that, in fact, when we have tried to go, because the electronic system goes this way, that you can actually see that when you have done that, you see there's a match, but it's no use to tell a South African that by pressing you will see voters. They have to see something. We are too new into technology, and that's what you want. Because with that system, if you press, then they do in other countries. In the U.S., because of the mistrust in America, they have two systems at the same rate. There are those who say, we don't want electronically, because I can't check myself, I can't check whether it's done correctly or not. And with one line, and this line, you have those who trust the younger ones. You know, they go the social ones. They go through, they don't care whether it's on or not. And they move out. So those are some of the things that it has to be absolutely transparent with us. That in every debate, people must know that there is a tray where they can check that I did vote such a thing electronically. And so those are some of the things in our context. In India, they don't do that. India can't. It's new. But it's a different democracy because it's okay. So those are some of the things I think my colleagues will do. Same challenge. Oh, yes, same challenge. Can I say something here on this? Yes, it's your number. Emma Kaya. No, it's your number. Sometimes, you know, may I just say this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, this food is something. Mm-hmm. When we organize the workshop in Tanzania, Rua, people are looking forward to this because they can get a plate of food. We need it come out. They know that if it's a workshop, such as I can believe, it will have nice plate of food. And it's balanced. You have a vegetable, a piece of meat. Whereas with us here, we can go to a restaurant all day and probably go away with the family. I'm not making an excuse. Most of this comes from our work in civic education outside. It's not the expenses in offices. And I'm not trying to justify it. And we also see, I'm sure, that you know, now it's saying to us, even when we have meetings in the office, we have seen now nothing but to bring our sandwiches from home.
Then I think the point is very well taken in regards to food.
Yes, thank you very much.
I think, no, I'm not yet there.
Okay, thank you.
In regards to the comments that you have made, I think most of us around this table do attend funerals. And you see that funerals are well attended as well. Because after you are buried, the deceased, whether people know him or her, there's a plate of food that they will get. So it's a reality out there. There are people who are very indigent, and some of the issues have been taken into context. But with the necessary measures.
That one on police, the police are not formally trained, but the police do attend workshops towards the, when we get closer, we don't have a sustained training for them. But before the workshop,
most policy know what they are expecting to do. In fact, I wish we could have a system that we've seen in other countries where you have a team of police who are trained by the in their own program, who are responsible in other countries for elections. And they are already trained and they go to voting stations and they understand the law already. Maybe we will also come in to that so that you don't every time get a new team of police and you change it. Then I must answer this question. This has been raised to us for years why we don't only take unemployed people. We don't know what the shop. In South Africa, we need actually. In other countries, they only use civil servants for managing things. Only civil servants who are already civil servants. With us, because of our system, we had to negotiate in the beginning that we have people, groupings, who are mixed. And the reason we use teachers are serious. In some of our areas, especially in outside areas, because most of us coming from rural areas are living in college. So in my village, we find that the principal is a person who is well-known in special. And we do want the person to see. We want to use his school, so it's a buy-in from him. And we find that in this area, in fact, the teachers will be the ones who will be there. But we try to meet. We don't employ all the teachers in the school. If the school has got 7 teachers, we don't employ, because of the pressure coming from people, we now need the percentage of some unemployed people. There were problems we had in some, I don't know whether 99, but we had unemployed people who moved out from our school. We couldn't find them, they didn't turn up, and sometimes they get a job and they go into a job, and it's a very uncertain thing. And because they have to attend the training courses also before, and people are looking for jobs. And we'd like to meet this crisis ourselves of giving people employment. You are aware we don't pay a lot of money. But we try to commit people as much as possible. I'm afraid we cannot at this stage abandon the teachers altogether. We still need it. We have made a new ruling, of course, on the teachers who are serving in the union, and which is a different issue. But I thought I may just mention those who are called the office of the union and those who are holding office in their party. So those represent the new system that we were calling for. That was not really. Thank you very much, and the others, I think I let my colleagues deal with them.
And you know, I always say that Africans are very, very refusing
to find people who will argue with you that they don't want their children to be marginalized.
Mm.
And you begin to put people's names on a register without their permission, you might end up in our constitution. So I'm saying that probably these are some of the issues that we move forward in the constitution that we need to move. The issue of food stamps, that's the chapter 2. We don't change people, and these are people who are going to avoid it or go to station, they go to working staff, and so forth. We don't change them. And the least that we can do for the youth is train them to provide them. By that fire, we have to offer this plan. Payment in time of the people, you know, the 30-day turnaround time for payment. You think that they have to be accepted as an accounting officer. I also have to identify. We are not proud of our payment. We take 5 years to be accepted. And we are going to explain the vigilance to ensure that the entirety of our funds actually are continuous to the payment of the payment. And we bring in their attention. More than a few last time around about the setup and training and the things that we have to do. The celebration of our training and the research and doing what we need to do. If they don't do it. We also talk about central staff and control. Or
financial
control. I was also to talk a little bit about the machine posting and the company machine. It's really not an electronic machine. We will follow up the company machine. Network of people who are trained. You know, elections is very complex and highly legally regulated. You send people in through paralegals, you know, because they have to apply the law on voting day as the voting system. So you need people that have trained their experience so that you don't have been people over and over. Because even the ones that you have done before, they've been making so many mistakes. And you still retrain and retrain them. One day we'll have to come to a point where we train the consumers to be like, it is very, it is still a material project. Young people, we give them opportunities, they work in the voting stations, but when you get stuck, they just abandon it because you're there from 4 o'clock and you have to be there until 7 in the morning. And you're situations where after lunch they say, we try also to welcome the people to work. I do know that one of the study principles on the transmission fellow is in but I wasn't surprised about the question about the
there are a number of those that I have noted. Which have not been dealt with or the additions I need to make. On the electronic voting front, one of the things we do on a regular basis, and we are currently doing that, is we have invited the test houses to do that ourselves, to submit the trend information that they have. We look at that, and once we have looked at that, we prioritize those issues that are put in there, which we believe may have applications in our system. We discuss them at length with our past days and functions. And those that we find together with a service to the commission and if there's something we can do about that, we can do well. in the last 10 years, two of these exercises were undertaken, and out of those exercises, in our consultation with TLC, we agreed that there is not much we can adopt. You would have noted that before the German election, there was the equivalent of the constitutional court ruling there that said electronic voting in that country was not the electronic. So we have this thing that we look at on a regular basis and try and adapt them where possible to our environment. We have been to India, and we have an issue here, which we have looked at with the Vodafone Cell Party before. It had a number of limitations in our environment. One, to vote, you cannot change that vote. And you know that sometimes people say, oh, I've made an error, once you have put that back in, you know. And on that basis, in the past, the commission was never there. There was also a question raised with respect to the Kingdom of Allah Sultan and our relationship with the government. We work extensively with government consumers. In fact, in the earlier years, 1999-2000, government consumers came in at a very reasonable cost. In some instances, they exceeded the industry, but they added a lot of value. In recent years, and to their admission as well, they have been very expensive. I give you an example. In the last election, this election that we just had this year, they were not in a position to change the voters from for us, which they've always changed for us, the one that we need to be taken. Because it's a complicated piece of work. We have 23 million registered voters. It's 1.9 million pages, the entire voters form. And every page is a unique image. The government system was television that does its job very easily. But when they call what you will say out there for control. We've had the discussion with them, and we have indicated to them what they should find. We continue to use them though in the areas where we find, because they are a government institution, they can help us in the work closely. When we go outside the country as well, we work very closely with them. An example we can give is when we were working on the ballot paper for the DRC, we actually had two technical experts from the government who were working with us on those ballot papers. And they help us extensively. When we print our own ballots in the country, they have the skills. They then organize what we call printing industry separation of ballots. We work very closely with them as one of the major printers in the country. And they allocate people that will help us with quality control of the ballots throughout the country. This service is actually very important when we train local government elections, where we train a variation of 5,400 ballots. We on our own cannot be as, you know, printers all day looking at this ballot. So we do work with them, and we are open with that, you know, in our relationship with them. There was an issue that was raised with respect to it has been dealt with the issue with temporary staff. The CEO has indicated that you know, we have 800 positions. But when we run elections in a municipality, for example, today, you will find there are no more than 2 people in an entire municipality. But when you then run an election and you have to organize just the logistics of that, we do bring people in, contractor sign for them, and you know, the payment on it, and there's the CFO might not deal with that. But that's what we call expansion plan. It's project based. When we do a particular project related to the election or electoral activity, we bring the people in, and they are then discharged when the function that we need to do with them has been completed. On the last point, the chairperson has spoken about the train order committee. We have had a development in the train order committee, and it seems to me to say that in the last election, we actually developed a guide with the training institute of the committee. their training and development unit. And they have then taken that document that we developed jointly in the area of the responsibility of the arm and gone on to train their people. And our people are staff, attended some of the training sessions, and the thing that we had was that it was good training provided to them. Of course, the police will train only those members of the police that will be allocated to the elections. And in that respect, we don't have a lot of input that we can make to say, you know, to say, you know, not going to be sure they want to do.
Thank you.
May I just say something before we conclude? Something that relates to the technical answer on electricity related topics to the one of Peter. The question that the man asked about the text to people in the world. I think we are having a policy problem because technically, in terms of the law, you cannot issue checks that are not. Here we are having people writing all over the checks would be sold to thousands of banks now for an electronic tax. So this person has not been testing a check of cost and try to go to the nearest town for banks to pay the check. And even if not cost, it should be easy to go to the shopkeeper to have this check. So they do not know how to get up to that. Before the quality of the national and we have said we will look nice, but we still don't know how we will look like that. So we should answer the committee on the table again at the next round of election because frankly it's not enough. People apparently even those who have what we call a blanket account, people don't use them all the time, they close them. So they close their account. So there are a number of technical things related to that confront us. It's in the same news as Peter, which can't very well explain well without any context.
Maybe to this, there were people who were watching to that came very poor people, I think. The elections were in this school, and it's not fair because they won the found in a company. So this clearly is one of the other. We are thinking the people are also to the on Friday, and we want to raise this again. On a lighter note, we will also in that conversation talk a little bit about the use of the term radio. Not in the way of, you know, that it is prepared in your record, the term irregular, sometimes implies misuse of funds. We are not really fighting with them. We just think that the interpretation of the term irregular is problematic in terms of our record. So we just need to agree with them on the use of the term irregular. For instance, if somebody steals in our case, one of the girls stole money. It's not irregular. She stole money. We are not fighting with them. That our definition of change is different. Especially these days here in South Africa, there's a lot of, you know, we are very careful on the use of money, use of organizations, and use of it. So it's really more of our image that is a concern rather than an argument.
Thank you. Yeah, I think two matters. That's the question. First check in the book is the 18th. I don't think that the book is that. It's concerned that the committee is aimed to be able to make it to the book of the book. And I will also be seeing somebody from the general on that issue. The only issue that I didn't ask him has not been addressed is failure on my part. When we prepared this document for the committee, we looked at the negative issue.
the issues that were not negative in the time is not to be anything about it. You cannot pretend that your brain still says some information is not important. What the only opinion does is to take a sample of things based on the findings of that sample to decide I can rely on this information that has not been important. There would have been a problem only if the project did not talk about limitation of scope. In other words, the situation where you don't provide deliberately, you don't provide the information that is required. So if you do not cooperate, deliberately in the avenue, then that would be negative. Then I would get to something else.
Thank you very much. Members, any further comments?
I asked also a question about that, about the continental remote. I wanted to understand to what extent are we cooperating, helping these countries, and we think we have a war on the left of the North Ukraine. Is there anything that I'm not saying take maybe too much?
You have reminded them of the question. You don't have to elaborate and repeat it. Von Robert.
The suggestion of mine was to try and bring the IEC to my question. I would have been properly responded to, but I think the suggestion responded to a question rather differently to how I asked the question. The question, if I could ask this way, it was on the hybrids of the first part of both and the TR. Now, it's actually raised a point where we need a debate on that issue now, where we can talk about that as a policy, as a member of the family. Would it be fair, is it appropriate at this day in our democracy to talk about that? Then it could actually accommodate even women. Thank you.
Those are the ancillary to the questions and comments put. So I give you the chance for a rejoin. And this one, this day, you need to be off the table.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
On international work, what we do say is that we respond to invitations. Like now we were being asked by the Kenyan to the UNDP to assist the Kenyan to set up their system. Well, we are doing that. We do not put money into this, but we give our technical advice. In other words, when we go to these countries, they do not bring the Kenya or they come to us. We don't charge, unlike the United States. We give our work free. Sometimes it's not much because you are sitting here with experts from the UN who are paid a lot of money for giving less information than we do, but our research is free. So that's how we do. Like in the case of Sudan, they are asking us if we can assist them. In some cases, the foreign affairs related to their policies, they will give us money. And then we will use that money, which falls under the foreign affairs, not under what they call a relations fund. Like in the case of the DRC, the foreign affairs gave us money, but then we use our division. And in also in the case of, so we do actually make a lot of contributions with technicians who are free positions. In the Comoros, we have run the elections 2 times, and now they're asking again that we go for the 4th time, we think this is not fair. So the foreign affairs will take the major expenses, and we will contribute. That's really more or less how we work. And a number of countries come to South Africa, and we give all our technical advice, documentation, all most of the English speaking countries have taken what was used. One of the recommendations is having Singapore is taking the African Union. Whether in fact the African Union has not come because of our problems that are arising in what they call conflict related to death. Part of the problem of our conflict has to do with our system. That do not fit our particular economic situation. And I have to explain why. With the system where you have the winner takes all, which they use a lot in other countries in Africa, once you are the winner takes all, it means that you only take people of your ethnic group, you employ them, your whole cabinet is all your brothers and sisters or employees, some people call it, what do you call it? And then all the tenders are given to the people of the wrong group and going to the area. So it depends on country. But in most cases, it's always because of the economic demand. It's the temptation to the leadership of only giving the resources to your own. So that is one side. In some other countries, the PR system is also beginning to create problems. Is that if the party that wins, that the tenders go to your own, and the positions go to your own. And it's how do you, in a context of Africa where we are seeking for more, the other countries do a lot of things which we have not really studied to find a balance of
the next 16 in the local government, not to speak for too long on this. And maybe that also needs to be looked at and be evaluated, because this will be our third election on this hybrid system in South Africa, our local government. It has got its strengths, but it has also problems. Independent candidates in South Africa hardly survive, as you know, because of all problems of resourcing for campaigning, you know, where you get the money to campaign as an individual. So I think maybe Parliament, the leadership might decide that the time has come that we can end that elevation to evaluate the strength of our PR system and its weaknesses and see whether we can find as a next experiment, which all countries, most countries in the world, keep looking at and changing them, looking at systems. If you look at old systems, if you look at France, they say the French have changed their system over 10 times. Because after every 10, 15 years, they look at it. If you look at Nordic countries, they've done revision almost every 15 years. They look at it and they improve there and change. So I think maybe for us, we need to.
I'll give you the opportunity, your CEO has before you.
Okay.
No, I think that's the same thing to you, just briefly, that it was the first thing that I was done at the end of the time. That in the first election of 4 years, how is it done to the administration to clarify it? Even more of a thing. In this case, we raised the fourth time. I don't know how it is.
Needed inviting the Department of Justice and the Department of Home Affairs or any other relevant stakeholders, then such a meeting would be convened jointly by the staff of the committee. And then if you necessitate public hearing, then it would be jointly set by the relevant committee and taken evidence from all stakeholders. So we are protesting the process.
I would like to formally address the formally extend an invitation to you and the members of the project to come to Parliament and visit our office and also to have discussions on the local government. Because the, as you were saying, the local government elections are always exciting, they are very complex. But we would like to have we also have a full understanding of these things because there will be amendments that will be coming to the minister on some of the amendments that we are proposing to you. And we thought this is a good for the members of the portfolio to really have a full understanding of some of those issues that we are debating. So you have on the one hand the local government elections, because we hear they are going to be an increase on the metros in South Africa, and there are going to be more wars in South Africa, and you know, so it's very, very, very complex.
I must say, ma'am, it's not the first time that you have extended an invitation. And it's not for one of ignoring the invitation. I must say at this time, we are also having a very stringent budget. But perhaps we look at the possibility, even if it's not the entire members of this portfolio committee, to at least try and send one from each party representative small delegation that will visit your institution. But perhaps as we get closer to the actual local government election, what we will do is to invite the department and all relevant players to come and brief the portfolio committee here in Parliament. And then also avail your the opportunity after that brief to come and make your input as to what the state of play is, what are the challenges, what are the difficulties, and where Parliament can keep persisting that process. So that could be my framework thinking ahead. How we can manage all the issues. So it seems that we'll never exhaust all the possible questions and comments that we can make, and from the other side, all the possible answers that we can give. So what we have done, we've had several interactions. At least we have not seen once yet. So it's not an annual engagement. We have sought to see you all as often as possible. So we'll continue to interact with you where there are crises or major issues that arise that you need info on. We'll knock on your door to enable us to articulate some of the issues in Parliament, questions, motions. So we'll engage you. And then also if there are issues that you'd like to appraise us of, our door is always open. You can always contact us and say, here's an issue. We need the support of the portfolio committee. What remains for this particular meeting, though, honorable members, for us to adopt the report that has been tabled here by the Electoral Commission is for one of you to propose, and then I need a second for the adoption of the report. We'll take the proposal from Mayor, and I will ignore Mayor Mahoney as the second, and look in the direction of coaching. Let me appoint you to the name. You are second. You've got that thing. Thank you very much, good folks. Meeting stands adjourned. We'll remain in contact. And I only request at this stage to ask the CEO to go and have a well deserved rest. This is our next.
Mamma, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. No, but we have the document.
A small one, in the rebuttal.
Which one do you want? Which one?